now present the concluding episode of
The Man in the Iron Mask.
Stop it! Stop that movie! Don't you understand? I'm doing it best. I'm the thief!
Have a diet, he said. Oh, listen to him. That looks to me as if you're the one who needs the sip. So you're the king of France, eh? What would you say if I told you I was Philip of Spain, eh? but enough of this. I told you to get up on your 2 feet. You want me to kick you again?
No! Oh, please! Please send the other bit. St. Mark! Where's St. Mark?
Never you mind where the former governor is, or anybody else. I'm governor here now, and you take your orders from me. Now up. Come on, up on your feet.
Don't you dare put your hands on me. Let me go.
What? You show viciousness, eh? All right, take that.
No.
King or no king, mad or sane, you understand this from now on. I'm the new governor here, and what I say goes.
Oh, heaven help me. God, I miss no one understand. I'm the king. I'm the king.
And there's more coming if I ever have any more nonsense from you. Now shut your mouth and get up on your feet.
Edmund, are you sure that you'll be acting with safety?
What do you mean, Uncle?
To take the place of your brother for always. Surely there must be someone who will guess.
There is one. Only one.
Who is that?
Maria Theresa.
The Queen?
But then I told you that she knows my secret. And she will never tell. However, it is the Queen who presents the greatest problem.
In what way?
She is my brother's wife, not mine. And yet in the eyes of France... Here we are at the palace. I'll have a lackey show you your rooms. And then later we'll sup together and talk. Come in.
Your Majesty.
Oh, it's you, Maria.
Yes, Your Majesty. I am glad I found you alone. I heard you had returned. I was wondering... Oh, why, of course, it is you. It is Edmund.
You guessed?
I didn't know. I was terrified.
But you must be able to detect some difference between us now.
When you're fond of someone, Edmund, nothing can disguise him.
In that case, Marguerite must have guessed about Louis.
Marguerite?
Oh, Maria. Maria, my heart is broken.
Oh, what's happened? What did Louis do?
There's nothing left for me. Nothing except my duty now towards France.
In broken accents, slowly and painfully, Edmund related his story. Maria Theresa sat by, her face growing paler and paler. Finally...
Oh, Edmund, what can I say? How can I show you how sorry I feel? Oh, it's a terrible, terrible tragedy.
My guardian wishes that I rule France in my brother's name.
But if he's on the island, wouldn't there be danger?
I'm willing to face that risk. The man I've left in charge, his intelligence is not very great. I don't think Louis will ever convince anybody while he lives in the mask. Am I so very cruel, do you think?
I don't know, Edmund. Well, your brother deserves punishment. His has been a terrible crime. If it were not for him, Marguerite would still be alive today. Oh, Edmund, never set him free. For you have not only yourself to think of, but me, too, and these subjects of France. Subjects who have endured an extravagant, a willful, and a thoughtless king. There is something in life for you, Edmund. Marguerite may be gone, but remember that there is always France. And France belongs as much to you as it does to your brother.
Who's this, I wonder? Come in.
Why, Uncle.
May I speak freely?
Of course. As I told you, Maria knows the truth.
Somebody has just come to the palace. There is news from the island, startling you.
Oh, don't tell me that Louis has escaped. Oh, no, Mr. Summer.
Yes, Your Majesty. Louis has escaped. Escaped from this world.
What?
The jailer whom you made governor of the island, remember?
Yes.
He is here now in the palace. It seems that when he left the rooms, Louis dragged himself to the windows and threw himself down into that great chasm.
Oh, okay.
The jailer is terrified that he will incur the king's displeasure. He seeks an audience, so he will tell you himself that Louis completely lost his reason. And when he was alone, only for a moment, this deed was done.
So Louis is dead.
Long live the king.
Long live the king. Edmund, don't you realize you are the king now? This is your rightful place, the new king of France.
And yet nobody can ever know the truth except ourselves.
So Louis has paid for his crime. There is a God after all.
I will leave you now. This jailer, will you grant him an audience?
Later, Uncle. I'm so confused in my mind. So much has happened. If you could leave me for an hour.
Yes, Edmund. Or should I say now, Your Majesty? God bless you.
Edmund.
Yes.
Perhaps this is not the time to tell you. And yet there must be no doubt in your mind about me and my position here in this court.
What are you trying to say?
Justice. You know I love you, Edmund. You are now King of France. I am the Queen, but I am not your wife. It's a strange situation, is it not?
Very strange.
There will be days and weeks of loneliness and sadness for you. Perhaps it may take a year, 2 years, 3 years. But please remember this, Edmund. If you want me here in this court as Queen, prepared to live this life for the sake of the great secret which is between us, I am willing to stay, Edmund, as your friend. But one day I hope with all my heart and with all my soul that you may turn to me, your friend, and make me your wife. No, don't say anything now, Edmund. Just remember that, should you so desire it, we can be married secretly. And no one need ever know that Louis and Maria Theresa were ever parted in death. Goodbye. I shall leave you now with your broken thoughts.
For a long time after Maria had gone, Edmund sat by the windows as though in a trance. And then slowly the sunset and dusk came. A lovely dusk, with the song of the nightingale already making itself heard in the palace garden. And then, as the stars came out one by one, Edmund slowly opened the casement and walked out into this perfumed night. A soft breeze stirred in the trees, and slowly the moon came up, lighting this fragrant evening. Slowly Edmund lifted his eyes heavenwards and sought out one star.
Darling, can you hear me? Remember our pact, Marguerite? You and I and our star. Wherever you are, look upon our star, Marguerite, as I look on it now. Tell me that you love me as I love you. And your memory. You will never die, not in my heart. I love you, Marguerite. Say that you love me.
I love you, Edmund.
Oh, Marguerite, sweetheart. Come to me always, please, sweetheart. Every night I promise I shall come into this garden, seek out our star and speak with you. Every day should be a day in worship of your memory.
No, Edmund.
No?
You have your life before you, Edmund. Remember, you are the King of France.
King of France?
And the King of France must be a happy man. A man who will bring into the world another king worthy to follow in his footsteps.
Marguerite.
You will marry Maria Theresa.
Oh, no, Marguerite. I love you. I love you.
Time does all pay, as you will see. You will love my memory, yes? For there is something between us that will never die. But Marguerite would never be happy if her loved one grieved and grieved. Go back, my loved one, and remember only that Marguerite was your young, your very young love. France is your future with Maria Theresa. Goodbye, Edmund, darling.
Don't go.
Goodbye, and never grieve for what you do, I do. She loves you, and in time you will both find happiness.
Historians tell us that the latter years of Louis XIV and Maria Theresa brought a great and prosperous reign to the Kingdom of France. In these latter years, the magnificent palace at Versailles was completed, and Louis, with Maria Theresa at his side, was known throughout the length and breadth of the land as the most honorable, the most just, and the most far-seeing king who had ever sat upon the throne of France. And so concludes The Man in the Iron Mask, suggested by the version by Alexandre Dumas, written especially for radio by Eric Scott, and a George Edwards production.